Now, we've heard before about Young Women After Stroke. This is a group and it's assisting women who have had the challenge of a stroke. I want to speak to Valerie Dale, who's associated with the group. Valerie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very good, Valerie. You've got a number of initiatives on. How many young women are actually recovering from stroke here?
We have, the group itself, Frank, we have 18 in the group, and that's only in one trust area. So that's in the Southern Health and Social Care Trust. And those women are aged between 16 and 55. And as I say, like, there's over 4,000 strokes in Northern Ireland every year. So, you know, you could work out of that how many of those would be, male and female. And then a third of those will be people of working age and under.
And a stroke, does it come completely out of the blue?
Absolutely, Frank. There's, you know, we now talk about stroke as a brain attack, like a heart attack. It's sudden, it's instantaneous. You could be, you're standing washing your dishes and you could immediately have the symptoms of a stroke. And that's one of the things we at the Stroke Association want to raise awareness of through our FAST campaign, is that you recognise the signs and symptoms early and you get help. You get DNA, you phone 999. You don't phone out of hours, you don't phone a friend who's a nurse of a nurse. You get DNA as soon as possible.
Just remind us what FAST stands for.
It's the face. So if you have any facial asymmetry or any facial weakness at either side, then if you can raise both arms and keep them raised, and speech, if your speech is slurred or people would have speech, difficulty saying their words or feel as if they're saying the words but they're not coming out, and then time, the big factor, Frank, is time. 999, like the advert on the television, it's the fire in your brain, so you need to get that, you need to get the help immediately.
It's any one of the symptoms too, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes, Frank. You don't wait to see if the second or third one develops. Any one of the symptoms, you get an ambulance.
And the one with the arms, that is if you're not able to hold your arms above your head.
Yes, and, for them, raise both your arms and keep them there. Then, again, you need to get to hospital, Frank.
It's very worrying. It's something we don't give enough thought to. And, of course, lifestyle can affect our health and, indeed, our drink intake, our smoking, our salt intake, our high fat intake. We can preach to the cows come home if we think about high fat, but the reality is any one of us could be hit by a stroke, and sometimes it's people who are not breaking any of the health rules. They're simply going about their life being as healthy as they possibly can, and stroke sadly comes to call.
Exactly. Well, Frank, one of the highest factors for a stroke would be high blood pressure. So again, we run campaigns about knowing your blood pressure. So high blood pressure is asymptomatic, so you don't have symptoms. So therefore, you could be going about your daily activities with high blood pressure, and undiagnosed, as time goes on, it will damage the arteries and veins, and you will be at risk, huge risk of a stroke, as well as AF, which is atrial fibrillation. Again, a number of the population are out there with an irregular heartbeat, and again, that puts you at risk of having a stroke. So, I would always tell people, you must, no matter what age you are, even I have a teenage son of 16, and I keep a check on his blood pressure. So no matter what age you are, Frank, or what lifestyle you have, or what, you need to be having regular checks on your blood pressure. And that's why you see us regularly out of the Stroke Association, out in towns and villages and supermarkets, doing these Know Your Blood Pressure events, because it's imperative that everyone's getting their blood pressure checked, and if they have high blood pressure, that they, receive the suitable treatment.
What should your blood pressure be?
Okay, the baseline, in old days when I was doing my nurse training, Frank, they used to talk about 120 over 80. So, your diastolic 80, your systolic 120, but it's totally different. What would be normal for me may not be normal for you, but it's just, if you've had a stroke, I know the clinicians prefer to keep the blood pressure below 130 over 80. And any of my stroke survivors that have come through, my caseload over the years, the clinicians always prefer to have their blood pressure in around those ranges.
And this is, of course, what the doctor checks when he puts the puffy thing
Absolutely.
On your arm.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Right, you are the stroke coordinator, the stroke recovery coordinator, and you've a couple of events on. You've got the strut for stroke fashion. You've Lee Matthews coming to sing as well.
Yes, I spoke to you before about this time last year we done our fashion show, which was Strut for Stroke. And again, these were women who had, severe strokes, and whose confidence and self-esteem was in their boots. And we got them up on the catwalk in Lurgan Town Hall, and they strutted their stuff and had a fantastic night. It was a huge success. And then in December, we then pushed them a wee bit further, and we did the Strut for Stroke calendar, whereby the ladies, trying to highlight the the case that the awareness that, you know, 2 times more women will die of a stroke than breast cancer. And we wanted to get that message out about the, you know, stroke's not what people think of. So the young women on the calendar definitely got that message across. And then our next one, because we're running out of S's, is Sing for Stroke. And it's tomorrow night in the Banville Hotel, Banbridge. And I say, we have Lee Matthews coming along, Brenton Quinn, Marty Moan, Cowboy Larry, Farmer Dan. So we have a huge, huge range of country artists, you know, for all ages in the Banville tomorrow night. Again, raising awareness of stroke. The women are going to be there. They're being involved. And again, it's getting the message out there that stroke can happen to anyone.
Valerie, thank you very much indeed. I think I have an opportunity also to speak to Kerry, who's on the other line. And Kerry has had the experience indeed of having had a stroke. And I think she had the stroke at a very young age. And she's on the line and available to speak to us. Kerry, good morning.
Good morning.
Kerry, tell us your story.
Well, I suffered a stroke. I'm not actually in the group as in the 16 to 55 range. I'm in the group because I suffered my stroke whenever I was 9 years old.
That must have been an incredible shock for you and your family.
It definitely was. I mean, I have a 9-year-old now myself, and whenever I look back on it, I don't know how my mum ever coped with it. I really don't. As a child, it felt like a train had hit me, and then as an adult, I can understand that it must have felt like 10 trains had hit my mum.
So you're very aware of how devastating stroke can be, but also how much of a recovery you can make.
Oh, definitely. There is life after stroke, and that's one thing that we're trying to drive out in this Young Women After Stroke group, that there is, it is devastating. And if you spoke to some of the girls in the group, or even some of the men that have suffered stroke, they can tell you that they've maybe been at the bottom of a bottle or at the bottom of a pillbox or something like that, because it is just life destroying. But there is life after it.
And you've been highlighting this by becoming a stripper.
Oh, definitely. I used to be very ashamed to admit that I'd had a stroke, because I didn't want to be the strange person in the room, you know, that this had happened to me whenever they were young, because strokes happen to old people. But now I am quite proud to shout it from the rooftops, and even if I've had a few wines or something, it's blamed on the stroke, it's not on the wine at all.
I should say that you stripped for the stroke calendar. That's what you did.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Was that good fun?
It was really good fun. And I have to say that nobody was really up for it to begin with. But see, by the end of it, we were raring to go.
Were there a few wines helping you through it?
Oh, definitely. A few wines and a few choice words. There was a lot of... It was hard getting to the end of it, but it was actually really, really good.
Well, fair play, great fundraising campaign. And of course, tomorrow night at the Banville, people can go along and have a big country and western night out. That's going to be great crack, all for an excellent cause. Good speaking to you, Kerry. Continued good health.
No problem, Frank. Thank you.
That is Kerry. Kerry now is 27. She had her stroke when she was just 9 years old.